Well, Happy New Year, Doug.
Well, Happy New Year to you, too. These are hot.
They're very hot. Bring them down just a little bit. Just a little bit.
That is not just peeking into the yellow.
Cranking.
It's like going all the way up, yeah.
Well, it's a good way to start the new year. Just loud.
Loud, noisy, boisterous. This is Ghostly Talk. It is, what, January 3rd?
January 2nd.
January 2nd, only 2 days into the new year?
Yeah, and...
Wow.
Things have been quiet so far. we're yet to see anything insane happen just yet, but...
Right. I don't know, it's going to get wild according to the predictions on Coast to Coast.
So yeah,
we'll see what happens.
You guys got to listen to Dr. Doom last night, from what I understand. I was busy...
That was my sound effect.
Thank you for
you
sticking that right in there.
Like that,
apparently, yeah, we're all doomed. we're all going to die in next week or something like that, apparently.
Yeah, we've got kill shots, we've got everything, so we're all set. But anyway...
I'm more optimistic myself.
For now, this is Ghostly Talk until we're, you know...
Dead.
All dead, yeah. This is Ghostly Talk, I'm Doug.
I'm Scott Al.
I'm Will.
And we're doing yet another show.
Another show, yeah.
This is a free format show.
Yeah, we're doing another one. We just wanted to kind of... We talked about that a little while ago. We've had so many guests on, which are great. We love to do it. But we figured the next couple of weeks, we just wanted to kind of just go about, see what would happen with it. You know, like the good old days when we didn't know what the hell was going to happen next and we were scared half to death. And
right.
I mean, it isn't like we're not spared any of that. Now, with guests coming on, because we don't know what insane thing's going to happen, whether Murphy visits us or, a cataclysmic disaster comes through Frasier here and destroys the haunted basement studio here. These things have all happened. But nothing seems to, you know, it seems to be more well planned out for us. So we decided, let's just do a show that's completely insane. Which they usually end up that way.
There you go. That's
it's a safe assumption. So we're just going to kind of go about it. There's all kinds of stuff really going on. Of course, the phone lines are opened up.
Yes.
If you want
to
call in.
Our phone lines are open. Which is, 1-888-520-1969.
Yeah. You know, that's the ironic part, because I always forget that number. So like,
well,
what's the phone number for the radio? Yeah.
You didn't know the drunken dialing the other day.
Yeah, I'm like, what's that number again, guys? I have cards in my pocket, too. That's the best part. I'm like, oh, maybe I should look at my business card.
But you guys, this is Ghostly Talk. Our website is www.ghostlytalk.com. We're broadcast live on the internet via Pioneer Radio every Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday nights from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Adjust for your time zone. And like I said, our website is www.ghostlytalk.com, but Pioneer's is pioneer.rolo, R-O-L-O.net.
You got it.
Pioneer.rolo.net. You can join in the chat.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to ghostlytalk.com and have a site membership, which is free, you can click on the text IRC chat link thing if you've got Java. Or you can go into pioneer.rolo.net, click on the text chat link, and join in the chat, or join UnderNet Network, the Pound Pioneer Radio.
Take you right there.
Channel is the one where everybody's happening at. I did see Matt from ghostmag.com.
Hi, Matt.
Pop in there. And who else is in there? Well, we've got Alfie, Ghost Hunter, me, Josh, Matt from ghostmag.com, P13, a couple of Pioneer fans, Scott K. Hey, Scott K.
Hi, Scott.
Happy New Year to you and the missus. And Space Monk and 235.
Okay. So we're off to a good start tonight.
So that's in there now. Of course, Phobos and Will and the ever-present X are in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
X being the bot that runs the channel. Yeah.
He's a robot.
Yes, we have a robot. A GT robot called X.
So it is the second of the year.
That's the internet robot. Second of the year. And
we have, go ahead.
Lots has happened. As a matter of fact, right now on TV, at 8 o'clock Eastern Time on TV, there's that earthquake movie.
Oh,
right?
God. Yeah, we saw that when we were coming down here. I'm like, scared the crap out of you.
That's reminiscent of the earthquake stuff that's been going on.
That's keeping the bottled water companies in business for sure, right there.
Well, they actually donate all the bottled water, don't they? They just send truckloads.
Well, that's why you see people piling into Kmart at the turn of the year.
Just
coming out, filling their SUVs full of water.
Mm-hmm.
We will survive on this family. This is our water. This is our hearty. This is our pure.
What would probably be better is instead of investing in just a limited supply of bottled water, they may want to get one of them water purification things.
That could help, too.
Because those...
They have tablets now.
I okay. There is some water that I would not just chunk a tablet into. And yeah. Then, oh, look, it's all better.
And
now.
It's come out of my faucet too. So yeah. No. Well, just put a tablet in there. You'd be fine. It's brown, for God's sake. Come on.
I'm sorry. I know what I just.
This
did
is glorified moment. Sewage right here. I'm not going to drink this.
I don't think I'd use the tablet form.
Well, in those areas, they need to use those tablets. It's like
yeah, tell the people in Sri Lanka that they'll laugh hysterically yeah, at you for hours at a time.
Here you go. This will make it all better.
Yeah.
Chuck that in the ocean.
Water.
It'll clean it right up.
Here's
yeah.
a tablet.
Thank you.
Is there like drying out? You know, I'm not making light of what happened.
I know. But,
what's it up to like 130,000 people now?
More than that. So it's pushing 150.
Gaining every moment.
I guarantee you'll hit 200.
I was yeah, no, there is water purification plants that you can buy. And
plants? I am the owner of a water purification plant. Welcome to Scott L's water, sorry,
water
Doug,
purification plant.
I didn't mean to hop on that one.
Please wear your safety helmet.
Yeah. Boy, this is making real light at the end of the world here, aren't we?
Sure, well, hey. And, no, I was surfing around the other day,
mm-hmm.
looking at things for camping,
mm-hmm.
and things for like solar energy
yeah.
and
well,
stuff like
Bobo
that.
Bobo says if you get those water purification tablets, you can drink your own urine.
He can have some of my urine.
Listen, man, I am not the one with a pee fetish here, okay? I don't know what you guys do in England, okay? I don't know what you guys do. Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why your teeth are so funny in that oval.
Oh,
sorry. I'm kidding. I'm so kidding because I have horrible
teeth.
You're
the only one from England in the chat room.
I know, and that's why I'm going to get pummeled by
yeah,
I'm a,
ghost hunters from England.
A helicopter's going to land on top of my condo, and it's going to be a bunch of English people hopping out, beating the crap out of me. You know, I'm sorry. Your teeth are wonderful. I love them.
But
we got to do something to spice it up. God,
sure,
need a break, guys.
Go.
Now we're going to get an argument
can we
going.
Pick on French knives?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, I can tell you. French knife cannot design a car. That is the best idea for a car on the planet, the air car.
Mm-hmm.
But they
it's ugly.
Ugly as sin.
It's ugly.
Mm-hmm. They need to go to, like, designer school or something, because, man.
Well, I don't know if that's what they had in mind. Like, you know, this thing has to be aerodynamic. It has to look good. What were you surfing on the internet?
I was so I was surfing for you know things like if because I was hoping last year to go up to the mountains of I don't know Oklahoma or something I don't remember looking for Bigfoot
yeah
right and that's what I was hoping to do last year and of course it didn't happen last spring
yeah
but because I don't know why it didn't happen because we did something else but anyway the if you're up in the mountains, there's, like, nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get, like, there's no cell phone service.
Yeah.
There's no electric run up there and water.
Therefore, none of us could ever survive.
Yeah.
We'd die.
Right. Well, after 24 hours.
Yeah.
No 7-Eleven. I don't know how people live up there. But,
no.
But, so evidently there's these things, these little water purification things, and they use this method where they... I don't know, it drips through a membrane or something,
okay.
and that becomes your clean water.
Okay.
So, and now that kind of thing I believe in.
Mm-hmm.
I think that
well,
that would work.
To take Jeff seriously for 1 second, urine, is actually very, very high in protein.
Ammonia.
Yeah, but the problem with urine is it decays so fast that you really can't drink it quick enough. I understand the decay level. I mean, Jeff will probably stomp all over me.
Well,
yeah, I can see the phone ringing right now, but this is what I've read.
It's also got ammonia in it, so you do have to pull out those impurities. Because
yeah.
the ammonia will dry you out more than the water.
Yeah, it will.
In it. So
well,
yeah,
pound
not
jar.
A good idea to do that.
No, I wouldn't. That's,
yeah, but if you bought one of these little things, that, I mean, they sell them for people who go, you know, on extended trips away from society,
mm-hmm.
and they sell that. They sell these little... kits that create energy from the sun.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really little, some of them, but
yeah.
some of them are really backpacks that unfold into a solar
mm-hmm.
plant.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I've been noticing. In fact, over the holidays, I drove around a lot with my dad, and I've seen a lot more solar panels on top of houses. It seems, especially
oh, yeah?
in my neighborhood, cruising
right.
around
in Warren.
Yeah, I've driven by like four or five houses, just like on the main road. You know, that cuts through my sub. That I see these, they're god awful, atrocious looking. But I don't think that's what these people are too worried about. They don't really care.
Well, they're on the inside of the house. So.
Well, no, these are on the outside. Well,
right.
they're on the
people
inside.
People are on the inside.
Well, these are on the top, and they're big. They're huge. But I've been noticing a lot more lately. The thing that I want to keep in mind, though, and ever since we had Clyde Lewis on the show, I'm going to pimp him. ClydeLewis.com, Ground Zero, killer show. I love the man. When we had him on, geez, well, that was back like March. No, I'm sorry, it was back in May. May 17th, right. We had him on the show last year. We talked about the snowball net message. And I'm not bringing this up because he did a replay last night for those of you who did listen to Ground Zero last night.
Oh, you're not, eh?
No, I'm not. I'm not. No, it just kind of came up here.
We were talking about snowball net.
Yeah. You're killing it, man. You're killing it. No, we're discussing these things like survival kits and, you know, alternative methods of hydration and solar panels and things like that. The one thing I took away from that interview we did with him, that talk we had with Clyde on the show, and he was completely right about this, is that these things do need to be talked about. They need to be discussed. You know, what could possibly happen down the road?
Well, okay, what would you do? What would you do if some disaster happened,
mm-hmm.
and you had no power and no means of clean water and no internet?
Well, internet.
You would drink your own urine.
No, out of complete honesty, if I had no internet, it wouldn't matter then. I'd be more concerned with, you know, surviving, for example. So the internet, forget it.
I haven't talked to anybody in 4 hours.
I'd get reacquainted with my phone very quick, I think. But the internet would not be an issue to me. I know that for a fact. I mean, really what it comes down to, and I mean, a lot of people, as much as I think people want to prepare for something like this, oh my God, a disaster, we can have major problems. I don't think anybody is ever truly ready for this. Our way of life.
Oh, I know one person who would be able to survive.
Oh, I know one person. Yeah.
The bait.
Yeah, the bait. Yeah. The bait would survive.
He would be A-okay.
He'd be fine. Yeah.
He would work out very well.
You read my mind.
We're
going out to Delton, guys. Let's get the hell out of here.
He would drink his own urine.
Without a question.
He would also filter it through an oak leaf or something.
He'd do fine.
He'd MacGyver or something.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter, though, and this is what I took away from that talk we had with Clyde Lewis, is that the majority of us really, in reality, are going to live mundane lives. I mean, there is all this talk, and there's these...
Thank goodness, really.
When compared to the other thing, it's like, well, it's not so bad, really. Compared to, there are the earthquake and volcano and, you know... I mean, even The Day After Tomorrow, it's a great movie. Yeah. I mean, it was a great movie. I enjoyed it. It really made me think. But the fact of the matter is that really the majority of us are going to live mundane lives. And I hate to be scared by these things. I mean, there are these specials out there that you can watch, and I think they're good. They should be talked about. But keep that in mind before you go out and scare the crap out of your whole neighborhood that the majority of us are going to live mundane lives. And that includes the people down here, too.
What would you do? Now, this is, one of my favorite topics,
yeah.
And I even called in to Coast to Coast when the expert guy was on, is John Tibor,
mm-hmm.
the time travel guy. And he says, like, up in whatever year he's from, 2165, I don't know, but he's from, you know, the future. And
I think I want to say 2051.
It was up in there, and he said that mostly, you know, like, mostly it's, like, rural... Agrarian.
Ice cream lady's out for some reason.
Something's going on out there. Okay. rural, agrarian, it's more, it's back to simpler times, even though mm-hmm. it's the future. Except
yeah.
for they've got this really interesting concept of an internet that mm-hmm. seems to still be working. But what would you do? I mean, I know you'd play dominoes all day.
Yeah.
And farm, I suppose. But what?
Yeah, right.
I would be, I think, kind of bored.
Yeah.
I mean, what?
Well, in my opinion, the best plans are no plans always.
Yeah.
I'm very happy just going. Okay, what am I going to do today? Oh, well, I'm going to sit on this chair for a while and I'll figure something out. But I understand what you're saying.
Retirement
yeah.
would suit you.
Absolutely.
I'd go insane.
I'm ready for it right now. Well, technically, I am retired. When you think about
temporarily, yes.
We discussed this before at the house and stuff like that, and it does seem, the idea of a rural, it's more of a rural setup, it's more, you know, simpler.
If you grew up at the time that the Octagon House was made,
mm-hmm.
which is what, 1860?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
1860, Lauren Andrus built this Octagon House in Washington, Michigan,
mm-hmm.
And it's well made. I mean, it looks like any other house,
beautiful
except
home.
For it's older, you know, and it's
cool.
Octagon shaped.
Yeah,
but I mean, they had that book, that published book, you know, the A Home for All. And evidently, so people did a lot of reading.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I don't think, like, they didn't publish literally millions upon millions of books, because that book's hard to get, right?
Extremely.
So they didn't, like, publish tons and tons, although they had presses at the time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They weren't still copying by hand, like in Paul Revere's day.
Yeah.
But they were, although, no, Paul Revere, they did have some typesetting available, but still, they... Books were harder to get. You wouldn't just, like, go, and if you had a library, you were, like, really, really well-to-do,
mm-hmm.
and you wouldn't go to the public library. And I guess that's what you would do,
mm-hmm.
is read a lot of books and visit.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things that when I was studying some of the stuff about the Octagon houses is that when they were being made, a huge amount of effort was put into the parlor.
Yeah.
Which is where you would, you know, meet and greet your guests.
Entertain
people who
your
came
guests.
Over. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's just so different than it is nowadays.
Well, everything's done on a non-face-to-face basis, it seems. I mean, a lot of the work we get done on this show, it's done at our own homes,
on
separate from one another, on a cell phone.
Instant messenger.
Or instant messenger, or, you know, we just kind of look at the server and go, oh, he did it, cool. We just kind of know each other that way, where we just look up there and go, okay, there's that weird file. He must have thrown that up there. You check it out. I mean, whatever way, if nonverbal communication, a lot of communication that goes on in this day and age, obviously, with all the technology we have, is done by nonverbal means or non-face-to-face means, which I find that to be a real problem a lot of times. I like that comfort myself of, you know, we're good friends and all that good stuff down here, and we love the hell out of each other and all that mushy stuff. So we don't need to see each other all the time. We just,
right.
We do our work. We know what's going on down here. But in different situations, such as business, we all know this, and I'm sure all the people out there that we're going to listen to this show know this, that at your jobs, you always get the visit from the middle manager, right? On behalf of... the hire manager.
Sometimes they have their own brilliant ideas.
Well, yeah, that too, yeah.
Sucks to high heaven.
But, you know, it gets to a point sometimes where you're hearing all this stuff that comes down from the top. Just, let's just say in business, for example. And you're like, you know, if these people have such a problem, why don't they just come and talk to me? And tell me what they want.
Or email me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know. I find not having to be face-to-face very... I can work better alone.
And that's the irony of it, because I hate people. I don't mean that. I don't mean that in a bad sense. But I like to just be alone a lot of times.
But what would I have done in the 1860s?
Mm-hmm.
If I were interested in ghost hunting or interested in the paranormal and stuff, because
mm-hmm.
that was pretty much when the spiritualist movement was taking off, wasn't it?
Yeah,
basically.
Fox Sisters were late 1800s,
right?
And so. So that, and it really caught on over in England and then over here. And, like, what was it? No. Arthur Conan Doyle,
mm-hmm.
And all those folks. I mean, tons and tons of folks were into it.
Mm-hmm.
And they would go from place to place.
Yeah.
First of all, there's a lot of traveling, and they didn't have, you know, an escort in their driveway.
No,
I mean,
no.
They traveled the long
way. They
traveled.
That's the thing, is they traveled, and they did these things face-to-face, because that was the only way to do it. There was no telephones. There were no modems.
Right.
There was no internet.
Well,
there was
the
no
time, at the time, there weren't even motor vehicles.
No.
Weren't those late 1800s as well, early 1900s?
Yes.
Well, the Ford
was
around the turn of the century.
Right.
But I'm sure there were others, but the first mass production one wasn't until late 1800s,
mm-hmm.
early 1900s.
Exactly.
So what we have is, you've got a slower society, if you ask me.
Nice.
Opposite.
Sign me up. Let's go.
Opposite for me, I'd be bored silly. I don't know what I'd do.
Yeah, you know, but the thing is, we've discussed this here before, where everything seems to be nowadays, go, 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 faster, 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 faster. And there are those things that I'm starting to really pay more attention to nowadays, such as, like, just last night, you called me last night, and with Kelly, conferenced me in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what was I getting ready to do? I was getting ready to have a guest over to play dominoes.
Yep.
That's, and I was like looking so forward to that. And we sat around and we talked about life.
Did you win at all?
I got my ass kicked.
Again?
No, actually we evened it up.
Oh, okay.
He owed me the first two rounds. But we sat there and played a meaningless game, meaningless tail game together, and had a conversation and talked about whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Meaningless things, you know, just fun stuff. And then we just sat and watched, like I was saying, JFK videos.
There's
got
to be a way to play dominoes over the internet.
There is. There's
games. Oh, there you go.
Yahoo has games.
So, yeah.
But I'm just saying, we did that face-to-face, though. You know, and we just, it was wonderful. I thought it was great.
Why?
It's taken me a year. It was great.
I like to sit on a patio or something in the summertime, and it's beautiful out, and you just have conversation, and I like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't imagine that all the time.
Because we live in a day and age that's just impossible to do.
If you were living in the conditions of 1860 and things like that,
mm-hmm.
only preferably with more modern healthcare and stuff. Like, it just seems like everything would move so slowly. I mean, I agree they got stuff done because, you know, the spiritualist movement did take off and
mm-hmm.
create a rage, and people were going back and forth and having seances and
mm-hmm.
investigating the paranormal. But it just seems like if you were interested in something,
mm-hmm.
let's say you were interested in mesmerism at the time,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's what the early form of hypnotism, although mesmer was quite a kook, but but I mean, if you're interested in mesmerism,
mm-hmm.
how would you go about learning about it?
I'm sure you'd have to come in contact with the right people, and that could take years.
It could.
Just to get in contact with the right people. Now all you have to do is just go on the internet and type in mesmerism, and then go to mesmerism.com, and there you go. You got about 18 contacts you can email. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's great. We know how it's done now. But back then, you make an interesting point. You know, how would you contact these people? I mean, I'm sure there would be central areas that you could go to that you might be able to locate people, like universities or such, places of learning. I'm sure there were the places where these people would go to. To try to contact people like that. Because, I mean, when you think about it from, you know, the early part of last century on, the method we had of any type of communication was to pool ourselves together, whether it be commerce, for example, barter.
University.
You go, same thing. Same thing as bartering and such. You'd have marketplaces.
Right.
And places where people wanted to educate themselves, we'd have universities, places of educational things. So I'm sure the best way to do that...
I never turned the ringer off.
We got a call coming
in. That means someone's calling in. Cool.
You're on Ghostly Talk. How can I help you?
Yes, I like a pizza.
Okay, what would you like on that?
We have goat cheese on special.
Yes.
Goat cheese?
Yep.
Man, Will, I told you about your farm animals.
That was me, Doug. So what's up? What's up? This is Havoc from the chat room.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, nothing much. Same old, I was summoned to call.
This is our resident news guy now.
As a matter of... Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you for keeping things up on the site.
Oh, yes. You know, well... Who else is going to keep the news going and flowing?
I used to put a little bit up there here and there.
A little bit?
But
I like put up, like, what, 8 a day?
Yeah, I news for my site. It comes in our email whenever Havoc posts something.
Yeah, I see that.
And it's
every
like,
day now.
I've logged in and it's like 15 of them, you know? Amazing.
That.
I love it. So well, thank you.
What can we do for you today, Havoc?
Yes, I like a pizza, I told you.
Well, you know what? Actually, you've got some news. You got a bit of a position there where you now have a cell phone, right?
Oh, yes.
Does that rock or what? Have you taken advantage of unlimited nights and weekends?
Of course.
Excellent.
Oh, you're on the Doug Semic plan of compensation. It sounds like.
Well, he has to use it for work, so he uses it all day. But
okay.
But he's got a cell phone, unlimited nights and weekends, and the whole shebang.
Yeah, so I'll be prank calling you every morning.
Excellent. Has to be before 6:01 a.m. That's the only thing.
Okay, he just said, you all heard that?
Somebody post Doug's number up on the site, please.
For a good time called Bughead.
Between 9:01 and, oh, I'm sorry, 9:01 and 5:59. 9:01 p.m. to 5:59 a.m.
Yeah, if you're one of those late night spankers. Yeah. So there you go. You can call Doug anytime you want.
The hell?
Like, oh my gosh, it's the creature from the Black Lagoon on my phone. But no, I am looking forward to a call from Tesla, though.
That's that's what Doug's big thing is right now.
We want to work this ITC, instrumental transcommunication.
Well, our first session today was supposed to start today.
Training
was supposed to start today. Unfortunately, Kelly, our resident psychic, she is under the weather, so we decided, you know, we can't. We can get into the dynamics of this because it's much more complicated than I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And we gotta have it on the phone. We're killing this poor kid. Like, jeez, man.
Now they're gonna talk about instrumental communication thing. Have you ever done that? Have you ever held a webcam or a video camera up to the TV and did the infinite loop thing or anything like that, Havoc?
I don't know. Will, have I done that before?
Yeah, he has.
Yeah.
What do you guys like? All right, Will.
No, he sent me the pictures.
Oh.
Oh, nice. All right, Will, I'm naked now. I'm going to send it over. Here we go.
You guys are
sick. You guys are sick.
Don't give him an idea. Yeah.
Here's a nice picture for you.
No.
We're supposed to be talking about the paranormal.
That won't get on the website, though. No.
Will, is this still cold?
Yeah, it's cold.
It's very cold.
So you did do some experiments. Were there anything in the photos, Will, or Havoc? Did you see?
It was really weird. No, I didn't see any of that. He might have, but he only sent me like 5 photos.
Well, he could have been on, you know, Vicodins or something.
No.
Wee, I see faces.
I see Jesus in the picture.
You could, if you saw Jesus on a bagel, you could sell it for...
Yeah.
Well, my question concerning that is, how long do you have to have that thing on there? Because I did it with a webcam.
Yeah.
Just for a goof one. After the show, we were talking about
it. Did it do anything? Or?
Well, it was cool. So I took the webcam and I'd like, you know, move it a little bit and you'd see the whole... It would kind of... Yeah, the whole tube would kind of go... It would veer like this. So that was kind of tripped out. My question I had, though, is how long does it have to be on there until you contact Lucifer himself? That's what I'm concerned about.
I was talking to Sean Burris of Indiana Ghost Trackers the other night, and he wanted to set up his video camera on his TV in the upstairs area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I talked him through it.
Well, it would be okay if he had a haunted house, but he doesn't. He's a gorgeous house. And
it's pretty much brand new.
Yeah.
But he wanted to test it out and just see how it worked.
Well, that's not really
we'd have to have
here,
an MFPS party there for it to be haunted.
Oh,
but anyway, so he set up his webcam.
He set it up.
Or his regular cam.
And I walked him through it, and he was like, that's some really funky stuff. Because it was just all sorts of like different patterns all over the place, constantly changing.
Well, we know what he'll be doing for the next couple weeks.
Yeah. No sleep.
LSD.
No sleep, nothing, just looking at the TV set. I did it with a webcam, which is a lot slower, obviously, because it's a lot slower frame rate. And what I observed was just that. I didn't keep it on there too long because it was dark in the house and I only had candles lit.
Maybe something was going to come through the vortex.
It kind of made me nervous, because I was by myself and bad Jesus wasn't there to protect me. So.
Sorry.
You okay? Dude, you got. I'm not going to make any jokes like that.
He doesn't smoke.
You don't smoke?
No.
No, he doesn't.
Well, we're talking cigarettes, though. You're not supposed to be swallowing, that bong water, man. Take it easy. That'll make you into a wreck for like 2 days.
But yeah,
no, I didn't notice the. Like I said, I would arc the camera a little bit, and I would see.
And it would go.
Yeah,
it would do like this funky.
It's very interesting to see it do what it did, and I thought it was going to fry the processor on my PC too.
Did
possibly.
You see any faces or anything?
No. Honestly, no.
Hmm. Yeah, Sean was seriously scared it was either going to fry out his camera or his TV. I'm like, no, don't worry about it.
Yeah, go ahead, man. Don't worry about it. No problem.
No, it's your TV. It's your camera. Go ahead. Have a blast.
No, just sit on there for like 3 days, dude. Yeah. Nothing to worry about.
Next thing you know, it looks like that room in The Poltergeist where they open the door. Whoosh,
yeah, really.
Oh my gosh.
Now, Havoc, you said you've done this though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what happened to you? Were you possessed?
Yes, I was possessed by Satan himself.
Okay, cool. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Happens to everyone.
Yeah.
You play dominoes. And drink Kool-Aid.
I'm going to take hits for playing dominoes now. Can't believe this, man. A simple game, you know, you try to just get back to the good old days, and you're made fun of for it. Right? I mean, you didn't see anything out of the ordinary?
Oh, I did.
What'd you see?
Let's see, I saw, like, a figure.
A figure of what?
Of a human? Of a teapot, what do you think? Oh.
Smart ass, you know, I got my finger on the button right now.
was it like, what did it look like? Could you tell, like, facial features or anything, or was it just...
Like a dark, it was just like a shadow type deal.
Ooh.
Well, to get more specific, I mean, you did this on your TV set, am I correct, with a video camera, right?
I did it with the webcam.
With the webcam, okay. So the webcam now, for example, what color... Did you have any other, like, windows up, like any other programs running, or did you just have, like, your webcam going?
I just had my webcam going, aiming at the monitor.
At the monitor, okay.
At the window where the cam was at.
Okay.
And basically it was, like, going around and around and around. It got kind of sick
right.
A little bit. Then I saw, like, just one figure of a woman that looked like a dress and everything else, then...
Okay, now this is what I want to ask. What color is, like, your wallpaper on your desktop?
Well, there's a big skull on it with blood dripping from it.
That's not going to help. Seriously, is that what it is?
You can put, like, a unicorn or anything on there just for the experience.
Well, the only reason I ask that is just because, you know, if you have, like, a figure of a woman on your desktop, I mean, I'm not trying to knock the validity of it. I'm just saying, like...
Well, no, this was a skull, so it wasn't the figure of a woman.
Okay.
And with blood dripping from it.
Yeah,
like one of them things.
Well, did it move? Did it move? Did it do it? Or did it just sit there?
It just sat there for a minute, and when the camera moved again,
mm-hmm.
gone.
It was gone.
Yeah.
And that was when the next frame popped up. What happens when you do this with a webcam? From
it
both
refreshes
of our, it just
the frame
yeah every and you just keep seeing it inside of a frame, inside of a frame, inside of a frame, whatever your window is. It keeps appearing inside of that. Basically, to infinity. I guess you could sit there and or until your processor fried, because I think that could very well happen. So that's all you saw, though.
Yeah, that and lots of pretty colors.
Lots of pretty colors. Yeah, you do. It does kick off some nice rainbow-esque colors. I've noticed too, but I was trying to ignore that myself.
I saw that when I was getting my wisdom teeth pulled. They gave me this like stuff.
Yeah,
I was seeing pretty colors for hours. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting to try. I know I've tried it, and I'm now of course I'm inspired to do it again. And of course Pete's coming by tonight too, so I'll have Pete there also.
He'll be able to protect you.
He'll be able to protect me, so I won't be by myself.
How long did you do the experiment, Havoc?
Let's see, I tried it twice. The night you all told me to do it, and
hey, we sound like experiment pushers.
I'm the guinea pig of ghostly talk. I love this.
You're worse than the bait, man.
Yeah.
So it was really cool. And then when did you do it again?
It was like 5 days later to see what happened, and lots of pretty colors, and okay.
I wonder if I didn't try this, but here's an idea. If you, like, as the thing is refreshing frame after frame after frame, if you, like, just stuck your finger in front of the camera. No, I'm not being funny. I mean, just to, like, throw that in there and see if it would do anything. I mean, put different things in front of the camera as you're doing this to throw it off a little bit. I mean,
to give it some, like, energy.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, try to throw some type of static in there. I don't really know what you could consider static. I mean, or if you possibly had one of those... here we go. If you had one of those little handheld TV sets,
uh-huh.
The ones you can just hold in the palm of your hand, and you took that and just put it to whatever ecstatic station and threw that in front of the camera as you were doing this on the monitor and just every once in a while throw that in there and see what might pop up, if anything could happen possibly. These are just little ideas just to try that.
That'd be interesting.
And this is just a cheap thing to do. I mean, really, if you have a webcam you're pretty much ready to go. I mean, you really don't need to do any, you know, build any rack mounts with, you know, 800 servers on there to and analyze anything. And this is just something you can do on your PC.
Well, Will, is that how they did it? They used to put the camera, in that case a video camera, though, in front of... Did they used to put it in front of itself so that it would show an infinite image, or would
right.
they put it on... Oh, okay.
So they just created an infinite image, and a lot of times they would put it on black and white just so the colors were
right.
a little bit controlled.
Well, you can set your cameras
right.
to black and white, so, okay. And I think it refreshes faster then.
Well, I know that's how Konstantinos did it in his experiments when he was writing the book.
Ah.
And he got some pretty good stuff.
That's the better of his books.
Right.
Yeah.
Leave it alone. It's an interesting thing.
And
to
in
try.
The next chapter, we'll talk about something else that we've already talked about 7 times, and here's when.
It's an interesting thing to try, though. I mean, obviously, Havoc's tried it. I've tried it. You've tried it, Will.
Right.
I didn't yield any really interesting results, but maybe tonight, seeing that I don't have to be up tomorrow, maybe I'll do a late night session and see what happens, and maybe try to record my results, possibly, and see what I get. Because it is something we've been kind of tinkering with these toys lately, trying, you know, little junk things here
see,
and there.
See, something works, because if something works, we'll experiment with it.
Yeah, definitely.
Try and get, repeat experiments, because repetition is, you know, part of the scientific method, so.
Well, 2005 is going to be the year of organization for this show, too.
Yeah.
We agreed on
Ooh.
That. I know, you cringed when we said that at the restaurant.
Was I there for that?
What's that? What'd you say?
Was I there for that?
You were there for that.
Yeah.
Because we are working on this new experiment we're going to be trying, and
Will also went and got t-shirt pricing, so those are
going
to be coming
out. Oh, really, Will? You got that going?
Hopefully, I got a few more people I got to talk to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but he's getting the stuff in gear.
Yeah, so hang tight, people. We agreed. We made the agreement that our resolution was going to be to have these shirts out sometime 2005. Is that what we agreed on?
Right.
I'll listen to the replay. So just hang tight. We will have them sooner or later. Maybe hopefully by next Christmas.
I hope to be taking orders by the end of the month.
Oh, that would be better. That would be amazing.
That would be very nice.
Light speed it. Ghostly talk. Well, we should probably go into break.
Yeah, let's get a break.
And when we come back, we'll talk about something else.
Yeah, definitely.
Sure.
Anything goes today. You know, we're just gonna kind of bounce around. We're just laying back today, man. It's like we're still burned out from the new year because Doug drank a whole lot. Doug was a wreck.
Every second minute, I was opening another.
You're a jerk when you drink.
I jerk when I drink.
You and he drove us around too. You nutbag.
I know. I drove you in that condition.
We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. If you have anything on your mind, give us a call 888-520-1969. That's on that note. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
I'm Will.
And we'll be right back.
That's Havoc
on the phone too.
Havoc.
We'll be right back.
My name's Sean Burke from Indiana Ghost Trackers, www.indianaghost.org, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
Listen to W Paranormal Talk Radio, Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Pioneer Radio Network. For show information, visit wparanormal.com.
Terry at www.missourighost.net. You are listening to Ghostly Talk.
Hey guys, what's up? Good time, good time.
Yeah, I remember her saying, I'm already dead. 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 I'm already dead.
Well, today I encourage you to stand up and hold your hands in some stupid symbol.
I'm already dead.
You're going to get up and scream.
I'm already dead. I'm already dead.
You're going to get up and burn an X in your head.
Some well, wildebeest on the other end of the phone here.
Yeah, we got a wildebeest on the line.
Right.
This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
I'm Will.
And we, well, during the break, we had the most eventful break.
Yeah, we did.
We got to talk to Havoc a little bit more.
Yeah.
And then we looked over, and sure enough, there was this huge package sitting on the couch.
It wasn't here when we came down here.
Yeah, it was.
Was it?
Yeah, and it was just sitting there.
You're killing the mystique of the show. It just appeared.
Yeah, well, that could have happened too. But anyway, it was sitting there. And
there is a box here. From where is it from?
From the Chocoholic Heaven.
Oh, okay. They didn't kill us with the last thing they sent. They decided to
right.
send us more.
Right, we weren't officially in the hospital from that one, so they sent us more stuff. So we started tearing that open. Then we got a call from our friend.
There's the packing.
I see you're opening it up.
Yeah.
We got a call from our friend Sean of Indiana Ghost Tracker. So we've got Sean on the line. Hi, Sean.
Speaking of big packages, here I am.
Thank you for letting us know about that, Sean.
Yeah, yikes.
Anyway, guys... I just wanted to... What'd they do? Send you some more chocolate or what?
It looks like it, yeah. We're kind of breaking into it right now as we speak.
Oh, man, those guys are awesome.
Oh, what, I just got Doc Moore pay.
What they hit, what is that?
A stupid phone.
Hello.
I'm sorry,
it's
all right?
It's a good thing this is the open weekend.
It's off
open
now.
Mic
it's
weekend.
Off, it's off, it's off.
But the...
It's a new phone. I don't know how to use it yet, man.
It's nobody important.
Exactly.
What happens is... what was I saying even? I have no idea now.
Well, no, we got this package in the mail.
Well, it didn't just show up. They actually dropped it off, some goofball, you know. But it's from Chocoholic Heaven.
Yeah, there's more tape.
So we have to get a flamethrower to open it
up. Yeah, this is just ridiculous.
Hey, guys, to start off with, though, I wanted to say, you guys need to send me all your personal information again because I've lost my cell phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I heard you threw it on the tarmac.
Yeah,
at work.
I've either flushed it in the toilet, lost it in the garbage can, or it's out in the airfield somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's horrible.
It's 747 up in the air somewhere.
Man.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so, I was crawling around in back of one, seeing that I was fixing some wiring up in the back of a 737, and it was just, I got up in there, and then my phone was gone, so.
Man.
It's probably in Portuguese right now or something, I don't know.
Portugal.
Anyway, I wanted to talk to you. I've been so excited about the Mark Macy show. You guys inspired me to go out, and it takes a lot to inspire me, you know.
Well, he inspired a lot of folks because I've gotten...
We've been getting slammed ever since then.
Right.
Hey,
new sound from your phone.
I really don't know how to put it on silent yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
What's the next sound?
Yeah,
I don't.
Do that?
I don't know what it's going
to
do.
Break into
the tell you my turkey's
down
home.
We'll take a poll. Whoever gets a free T-shirt, if you can guess what next sound.
Guess what the next sound is out of Scott L's phone.
Well, these new phones have all these goofy sounds. I don't even know how to. I mean, they have like the 1812 waltz on there and
Mozart. Yeah, I can't ever get inside the email site to chat with everybody. The chat site.
Okay.
I can't register on the site either. Will, I know you said you were going to change that password for me, and it won't take that new one.
Really? Did I put it in?
Yeah, it won't. It won't do it. So I don't know. Something's wrong there. I can listen to the program. That's about it.
Okay.
Bummer.
You guys emailed me tonight because Doug was supposed to a week ago, and I never got that email. I never got that phone call.
All right, well, we'll just say this. But
I wanted to talk to you about germanium diodes, baby. I jumped right in feet first. I went to the ITC program website.
Yeah.
And I went to Radio Shack this week, and I bought some germanium diodes.
Oh, you can buy them at Radio Shack, huh?
Yeah. Model number and everything upstairs. It's on the website under Getting Started, and it's a different way that Rodiv. He had tried with the EVP, and what it is, instead of using your regular cassette recorder you take out the you take out the mic,
yeah,
and put this germanium diode that you solder to a male connector and put it inside the mic jack. Instead of using the mic jack, that's what you use.
Use the germanium diode, okay.
And I've tried it before, and it doesn't pick up our voice. You can jump, scream, dance, whatever. It's not going to pick up anything.
Okay.
Apparently, it's supposed to pick up ghost voices.
Okay.
In theory. So, I've been trying that for about a week. I haven't had any results with that yet, but I probably put in about 25 minutes of time with it. My buddy Will walked me through the loop procedure on the camcorder.
Yeah, Will was talking about that before the show.
Yeah, I have some questions about that, guys.
Okay.
Now, if you go to the website at World ITC and you click on the picture of the famous German movie star that came through on the camera, if you look at the before shot, it's just a white kind of glowing ball in the middle of the screen. Now, you can get that type of result if you just turn on your camera, point it at the TV, and zoom in just a little bit. That little glowing ball in the middle.
Okay.
Or if you zoom in all the way, it looks like you're in Star Wars and you're at warp speed.
Okay.
It's coming at you. So that was one of my questions. I really don't know what, because, you know, you go to the ITC site and stuff like that, they're really not very detailed. Like, I was looking at the SpiritCom device.
Well, yeah.
Those schematics, I mean, did you guys, I'm hoping you guys understand how to build it, because I want to build one.
Well, the thing we discovered with the SpiritCom, and through talking to Mark also, the first thing that went through my head was just what you're talking about right now. I'm going to sit down, and I understand to a certain degree schematics. I did a lot of electronic work in high school, and so I do understand the majority of it. Some of the stuff is a little bit beyond me, but I knew if I got with the right people, I'd be able to figure it out. Wouldn't have been a problem.
Right. Well, I went in, Scott L. You guys are starting your group. I went in. I know I'm not there in Michigan, but I went in your guys' group. Can I do that?
Sure. Well, I mean, we do everything over the internet anyway, right?
Yeah. Well, I went in on it.
Well, I was looking. I read in depth. I read the entire SpiritCom manual.
Okay.
And what?
I read the entire book.
Yeah, I read that.
Oh, that's the whole manual. That's the manual. Yeah,
that's what I read.
That was pretty cool, but I did not. Maybe I missed a chapter, but I didn't see the details on how to.
I don't think you have to.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, what they did, the idea behind it, as I understand it, and I do, is
you guys just annihilated this package.
Right.
You just grabbed the first thing you saw and started munching.
Well, I grabbed the ones that I wanted, but Will took one of mine, so.
Oh.
That's my favorite part. They send you guys haunted house again?
No, we got
cookies.
Cookies. It was Christmas cookies.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So I have to say thank you so much to the Chocoholic Heaven folk.
I think I'm going
to
start my own show. send me free stuff.
You know, you get all these delicious cookies in the mail and stuff. But what happens is, what the purpose of the SpiritCom marks 1 through 7 or whatever... Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They're supposed to do is they were supposed to take transmissions from higher frequencies and detect them and convert it, obviously, through electronics into audible sound.
Yeah, with the 13 levels of man's vocal.
Yeah, 13 harmonic levels of an adult voice.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, I understand some of that stuff because I mess around with the guitar myself, but you can get all this stuff at Radio Shack.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not that hard to build, but I'm not an electrician, and I'm definitely not some kind of scientific construction guy, you know. So I didn't need help.
Neither are any of us, really.
I mean, right, well, I emailed Mr. Macy after, not far after the program, and I said, you know, Mark, tremendous job on the Ghostly Talk show. Could you send me some more detailed information on some of the procedures here? And I spoke to him about the germanium diode that's mentioned on the board, and he said he hadn't experimented with that in particular one. That particular one,
mm-hmm.
He wouldn't have much information on that, but he told me to go to the website. And then a gentleman from Germany, no doubt, had emailed me the other day and told
Rudolph,
me to,
yeah.
That was in with the World ITC,
mm-hmm.
and told me to read the book. So I read the book on the website. And although the book is tremendous because it walks you through the life of this guy and you know how he came about to find EVP and everything, but I mean, for all of us that have, you know, did the EVPs already, we're ready to go, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I really wish we could, somebody out there can break it down for me, if they can, or put it on paper, break it down for us. There's got to be a way, because I on the board on the ITC worlditc.org there is schematics on building a spirit cone,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't, it just shows you a line being run to each transistor, an antenna. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't tell you what kind of cable to use. Do you solder these things together? You know, it's just kind of weird for me.
Well, you're looking for the icing on the cake, basically.
But the thing is, I don't think you have to do that anymore.
No, that's a thing, Sean.
And that's what I was talking about. The number one thing
right here, though, is, you know, I commend you for the time you've been putting into this so far. Actually going out and researching this.
Yeah, know? Just like you guys, man. I want to jump in, and if my friends are doing it, I want to be right there with them.
Yeah.
Interesting, you know.
But what we found, well, the number one thing, and that's why we're starting our spiritual training, like a weekly thing we have to be at, just like Ghostly Talk. I mean, this is just as important as doing this radio show for us. Oh, God, just as important as these cookies, obviously, too, these guys, because I'm the only one talking right now.
And bourbon balls.
Oh, wow. Bourbon, oh, I was going to tell you guys, Merry New Year!
Yeah, there you go.
Bourbon balls, man.
Oh, they're soft and good.
That affects every single male.
But, no, what happens is, yeah, we're going to do the spiritual training. We're going to start.
That's the number. That's the first step, if you ask me.
Right.
You really need to be in that mindset. And I know, you know, as focused as we are down here, we still have work to do.
Sure.
That's a huge part of it right there.
You help with that here in Indiana. I'm going to try to find some of our sensitives to the crew.
Yeah, yeah.
Meditate or something. Because I'm so into the science part of it.
Yeah.
Like you said on a previous show, got to have the, you know, make sure we got the camera 1, 2, 3 through 14 going. Make sure we got the camera, you know, you don't take time to stop and breathe and
exactly
meditate. So
we... And that's you know, I'm just like you. We are just like you, Sean. Right. We want to dive right in and get our hands filthy. We want to be up to our knees in this.
Yeah, work it out later. Data. Dive in.
Yeah, we want to be recording data. We want to have some results to present on this show and to our friends and other colleagues we work with.
Well, I'm going to take this World ITC a step further.
Okay.
Instead of having the sacred spot in my home, which I intend to do, although Katrina might not let it, might be a sacred spot in the downstairs toilet.
Well, that's every man's sacred spot.
But, she don't want any bad stuff floating around here. But I was thinking about doing that. I'm definitely wanting to do that here in my home.
Yeah, he's going to get the sacred spot in the brand new sacred shed out back.
Yeah.
From Sears. Uninsulated and real cold. But anyway, I'm
going to
take it a step further, and I'm sure you guys will too. I'm going to take this video loop technology,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to take this germanium diode,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to build this spirit comm device or whatever, or something close to it.
Okay.
And what I want to do is I want to use these experiments on site in these haunted areas, in these cemeteries.
I like that.
And that was an application we were discussing too.
It's now, merge us together. Merge World ITC with old school ghost hunters.
Yeah.
Make it work.
That's a very good
idea. Spirits, like Mr. Macy was saying, are confused and they're roaming around these cemeteries and stuff. They still have the same type of human mindset, where they could maybe tie into our emotions and come through on let's say the TV or
mm-hmm.
or, you know, germanium diode talking through on the recorder. We already know they have on EVP, but
mm-hmm.
You know, why does it have to be somebody from the other realm that is you know, highly intelligent mm-hmm. and studied up well on this, I think it could be anyone.
It could be anyone. The basis of what they're talking about, though, is that, and though I would be the first person to hop in the truck with you and try this, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Sure, that's what we all do.
Yeah.
We're ready to go.
The basis, though, and this is what I've been thinking about in depth since that show, is that the outer realm, what do you want to call it, the quantum realm, which
right.
is, you know, if you want to break it down scientifically, is superimposed on top of this world. So based on that theory right there, you should be able to contact someone, at least.
Yes.
Anywhere.
And I understand what Mark was saying, man. If you can get a group of spirit researchers from the other realm, they're mm-hmm. willing to work with the spirit team on this side. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Imagine what we can do together.
Absolutely. Look what's been done.
Yeah, instead of running around people that, you know, are all messed up over here and they're roaming around cemeteries and they can't really cope with death or whatever's going on, you know. So I understand that.
Yeah.
But I think we can manipulate the situation that we have here as ghost hunters, and we can make it work with the ITC equipment as well.
Yeah, and that's a very forward-thinking idea right there, too. I mean,
right. Like, regardless, when you get Mr. Macy back on, Scott, when you guys were talking to him, I was like, oh, there's so many questions. You know,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, believe me, we were just as frustrated as you that night.
What does the transition feel like from death? When you breathe your last breath, what does it feel like? What happens? You know, these are questions I want
to
ask.
Well, according to those, I mean, well, Mick and Sylvie, another... The last couple show interviews we had in 2004 were just, they really changed a lot of things on this show as far as ideas
yeah.
and
well,
things.
Well, you guys went big time with that.
Mick and Sylvie with Gregor, special guest
yeah.
Gregory from
yeah.
the other realm. And
Their idea, what they said concerning the process of death, I mean, that's an interesting thing to bring up, is that it's different for everyone. It's different for everyone.
Right.
Depending on what you've done in your life. It really is. And you know, if you want to take both these ideas and put them together, okay,
mm-hmm.
and this is what we were discussing this, where was I at? We were at some party a couple of days ago or whatever. Not New Year's Eve. It was a couple of days before that. Oh, no, we were at my work party for our last time we'd ever see each other
yeah.
again. And I was talking with a gentleman from work, and we got to talking about, you know, the process of death and stuff like that. And we got on that subject as far as, like, it's different for everyone. But an interesting thing I did read, ironically, on World ITC site, one of Mark Macy's papers, as a matter of fact,
right.
is that you have these five levels. You have the physical realm, obviously, where we're at right now.
Absolutely.
You have the quantum realm, the astral level. Then you have, oh, God, my brain stopped now.